It just, I mentioned this in my next video that I'm editing now. I just, it comes up a little bit.
All right, we're going to start. We are going to start with a Mr. E song. Everybody get ready. Everybody, it is an exciting night for me. Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. It's 8:08 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And I have one of my favorite guests because this is one of my favorite deceptions of all time. And I get a little giddy sometimes when I'm in the presence of probably my favorite transvestigator ever. Mr. E is in the house from Thailand. It's early morning. Hello, Mr. E.
Morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
I'm excited because you know your material is so good. Even if you are completely wrong, your videos are so compelling.
That's impossible.
No, I know. Even if you are totally wrong, your stuff is so good. It's so compelling. I just can't stop seeing it now. And I do. Dirty Benny is another big fan of yours, and he's in the house tonight. And he brings other transvestigators who are showing the same things you're showing, but nobody has your talent to put a video together and make a case. And plus, what you bring, the biblical part of it, the Kabbalah part of it, you bring it all together, and it makes so much sense. So I'm going to try and stop being too giddy because in our last video that you posted on BitChute, which has the worst, the most critical commenters, and I appreciate all of them. They say I talked over you too much, so I want to apologize.
No. I don't talk that much anyway, so, you know.
By the way, you're a little scratchy. You're a little scratchy on your...
Oh, really?
It's the same. No, it's just there's a little static on your line when you talk. Whatever you did last time to correct it. I don't want you. I want you to sound perfect. I'm just wondering, whatever, maybe leave the room, come back in. But whatever you did last time we had this issue, if you can remember what it is, because I don't want to have a whole.
Yeah, maybe I'll just kind of leave and come back.
Yeah, you're just a little staticky.
I'll push the leave button. All right.
Yeah, leave and come back. That's Mr. E, everyone. He's going to come back. I don't want him to be scratchy, but yeah, this is exciting. Mr. E's in the house. Hello, everyone. Tunax, Dirty Benny, Skate and Destroy. And thanks to Helena, our latest donor. Okay. Try it now, Mr. E. Let's hear.
All right. How's this?
Better. Better, better.
Is it better? Okay.
I think it's better. Well, I'll let you know.
It might be some electrical thing or I don't know.
No, you sound okay. There was static on everything. So yeah, well, okay. So I apologize up front if I talk over you, but I actually get really excited when you're in the house because you're definitely my favorite transvestigator of all time. And when you bring extra layers like the Bible and you're reading Greek and you're reading how the Bible is not translated properly, it just all rounds out a complete picture. And it is so in our face today. It's ridiculous that it's the leading topic most of the time, but you're the only one, you're the top at countering it because it's so prevalent by the people that are ruling over us now. They're so blatant with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of become a mainstream topic, hasn't it? I mean, they talk about it like on Fox News and, Alex Jones or all these kind of mainstream kind of... I mean, it's in the news, like it's like headline news. In fact, one of my next videos, I thought like on the front page of Fox News, it was like, some child was transitioned at school against the without the parents knowing about it. And then it said, like, this is happening all over the country. And this is like on Fox News just like 2 days ago. And I made a video. I'm working on a video right now about this. And in fact, I was thinking about you because. You know, Fox News, I consider that like a controlled opposition type of... network.
Tucker.
And
I think Tucker when I think Fox News. I don't even know anyone else on it.
Yeah, he's the only guy. They got a couple of trannies as newscasters and stuff. But I was just thinking, like, why are they even putting this in the news, you know? And I saw on your site, on the Fakeologist website once, like a week ago, there was a really good... like an article about controlled opposition.
Uh-huh.
It was like a paragraph or two.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I think you wrote it. I'm not sure. But I couldn't find it again.
Okay.
I actually wanted to use that in the video.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
No, keep talking. I put so much stuff.
I think you wrote it. Yeah, and I couldn't find it again. I read it. It was like, it really explained controlled opposition and how they work and why they do what they do.
I don't write most of the stuff. Most of the stuff I'm just grabbing. If you see it in italics, that means I'm quoting it. I try and be good about my stuff is normal font. Italics means I'm quoting it. And sometimes I don't say anything. I just put it up so fast. So if I didn't put in italics, then it must not have come through. But it could be Jason Kristoff.
Where it was. But it was really good just because if I'm reading an article on Fox News and I'm making a video about it, you know, there's a certain point where I have to think, is this even a real piece of news? You know what I mean? But here, I got the headline right here. It says Florida mom filing suit after a child transitioned at school without her consent. And then I think the lawyer said it's happening all over the United States. But I mean, this is like what I was talking about like 6 years ago, that this is going to happen. And I don't think anyone would believe me.
But yeah, I personally don't believe that. I don't believe most stories in the media. I think they're just testing all the time.
Yeah.
They're just testing. It's like a poll. Like all politics today is done by poll. They literally pay someone to go out there and see what everyone's thinking before they try and put a law out. Sometimes they they float a law and see what kind of reaction they get. And if they don't get any pushback, they just push ahead. And I don't believe most stories. I don't know. But
so a story like this is just seeing, they want to see how we react to a story like this.
I think so. I really do. It's like a poll. Yeah. They want to test if is there any pushback? Is anyone listening? I really do. Because I don't.
Which means that's what they want to do. Which means like, hey, we have a plan to transition children at school without the parents' consent. So let's see if people will let us do this or not.
Well, I think the communitarians consider children belong to society, not parents. I think that's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it belonged to the state.
Yeah. Well, I think especially if the state thinks, well, if we're going to help, if we're going to pay for your children that you irresponsibly have, then we should have a say in it. I really think that that has a lot to do with it.
I mean, I think they just see us like farm animals, you know. It's like, oh, okay, there's some new humans on the farm, you know. Mm-hmm. We gotta go castrate them. Put them in the pen, feed them.
But I really think it has a lot to do with it. They figure if you guys are going to be irresponsible and have unplanned children, if you're not going to get your nest ready and your home ready and have money ready before you have children, and if we're going to pay for these children, their education, their medicine, then we should have a say-so in how the state raises them. And there is an argument to be made for that, although it's completely immoral, especially if the story is the state is satanic. But you can see if I'm raising your children, should I have a say so? And if I'm paying for it, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I think they want to do it. They want to raise everybody's children, you know. Even, I mean, there are families that actually do raise their own children, but. It seems like they just want to take everybody's children. Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes back to the ancient Moloch child sacrifices, which I also talk about. And that's kind of where the next two videos, I talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Could you come in and out again one more time? Because now it's pure static again. Damn it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I want to make sure Mr. E sounds good because I want to talk to him about his latest video. That's the point. I want him to be perfect, and I think it's got a microphone issue. Unless it's my Discord. Let me just turn off Discord. Maybe it's my problem. Sometimes when Discord is running in the background, I don't know if it takes a lot of resources or what, so I'm going to shut my Discord down. Got to have Mr. E sounding perfect, though. I think he has a bad wiring situation going on with this. If I'm sounding okay. Yeah, Mr. E is live. Yeah, good evening, Gabriel ST. And Mr. E is going to be talking if we can get this thing going. Tunax Hillary's book, It Takes a Village. We're gonna talk about Sapient tonight. That's what we're here for. That's tonight's agenda. We're gonna talk about Mr. E's takedown of Sapien. That is on FakoTube right now. It's called A New Species of Homo. That's what he called it. I hope he can come back in. Come on, Mystery, come back. We're going to talk about Sapien. And we're going to start playing it, actually. Maybe I'll play a bit of it. It's Sapiens, sorry.
By Yuval.
Oh, here we go. We're going to start.
All right, so today we're going to focus on this book called Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari. And this is the guy who's kind of an advisor to the World Economic Forum. And you're probably seeing the clips of him saying things like human beings are hackable animals, things like that. So I went ahead and read his book. He's actually got three books. This is the first one, and I have not yet read the second and third ones, but I will when I can stomach it. So it's called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. So this is about transhumanism, and it's also about narratives and how narratives are used to control society. And ironically enough, it starts out, I encourage all of us, whatever our beliefs, to question the basic narratives of our world. Well, we're trying to do that, but they keep censoring us. First thing to happen was matter and energy appeared 13.5 billion years ago, precisely, with no creator. And 6 million years ago, a very significant event happened with the last common grandmother of humans and chimpanzees. That's right, grandma was a chimpanzee. Now, just by coincidence, I actually finished reading this book while I was on a boat off the coast of Monkey Island. That's right, I was visiting my relatives on Monkey Island, just like, and someone gave me some free boat tickets, and so we decided to go.
Grandpa! Yeah? Uncle George!
But I got some videos of basically a family reunion. You know, I haven't seen my monkey relatives for quite a long time. So, because we've been in lockdown, you know, I wasn't allowed to go visit my monkey relatives on Monkey Island. And they still didn't let us go on land because the monkeys have a very strict vaccination policy. All the monkeys are vaccinated and a lot of them wear masks. But they wouldn't let us go on the land. We had to stay in the boat and throw them bananas. And this guy basically believes that there were six different species of homos, not just Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens is one species of homo, but there were other types of homos. Now that reminds me, this guy is gay, this author, and he's married to a man. And he believes that currently, there's only one species of human called Homo sapiens, but in the future, there will be more than one species of human because we're going to create it. And I think they've already begun. And I would say this guy is a species of Homo himself.
Okay, so you're back, my friend.
Already started his own species.
Good. Just in time.
Well, I couldn't live without hearing from you, so we just started.
How's it?
Yeah, you sound now. Yeah, you're good now. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I restarted my computer.
Yeah, so maybe something. Fine. I get that kind of noise when something is taxing my processor. So if you've got a couple things that are in anything that's using processor cycles, will put static on the audio, and you would never notice that. Unless it's something continuous like audio. I've had the same problem. I'm actually upgrading my computer to get even more cycles and speeds and all that crap. So, and I actually have an offboard unit that processes sound. So I still get the odd glitch here and there. But Yeah. So, if anyone wants to find Mr. E, he's on BitChute. I take most Mr. E videos and I save them. And I also put most of them on FakoTube because, not that I'm trying to grab all his views, but I just think that the more places that you can find them, I think it's really important. This is what's going on. Your videos are actually so central to what the hell is going on in the world. You have no idea. This is more than just transvestigation. You get it. You might be one of the only guys out there that really understand what the hell's going on.
Well, I don't even really do transvestigation anymore, really. I mean, I don't even think of myself in that genre necessarily. I don't know what it is really. I almost feel like I don't know anything sometimes, you know, but like whenever you discover something new, then you're like, oh, there's so much I don't know, you know. But
I think
like transhumanism, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely transhumanism and it's been going on a long time, and it's almost like it seems like they want to destroy us and turn people into a new species or something. If you're looking at the last video I just did, that's basically what this guy is saying.
I know. Well, it's funny that you picked this because somebody's putting all his clips up on a YouTube channel called Yuval Harari. I thought it was him for 5 seconds, but then I realized, no, it's somebody is just, they just keep re-uploading the same 10 or 15 clips where this guy's yapping away at all these TED Talks. And I don't know why they keep uploading the same clips, but they're doing that. But it's fine. I think he's just trying to flood the channel with the same content to see if maybe YouTube promotes it in other people's feeds. But this guy is, well, tell me, what do you know about the guy? I'll try and keep quiet.
Well, I mean, I just read his book, really. He seems to be, I don't know exactly what he does at the World Health, or what's it called? The
World Economic Forum.
He seems to be an advisor, so I'm sure he's doing things we don't really know about. And, you know, we know a little bit about what he's really doing and what else is he really doing. But, you know, supposedly he's a professor, history professor
at
Hebrew University in Jerusalem, Jewish, mm-hmm. married to a man.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, he may even be FTM himself. I don't know, but... you know,
he's shorter than Macron.
Yeah.
and
Macron's short.
Yeah. Macron is a lot of these guys are little men. And his husband is shorter than him. And you speculated these guys could be another, they're another experiment. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his book, you know, it starts out with evolution, and then he said there were six species. I don't know if that's mainstream science, you know, six different species of human, like we're Homo sapiens, according to these people. Mm-hmm. And then there was like Homo Neanderthal and Homo erectus. And so, I was saying maybe these guys are just the homos.
The top, yeah. Well, they're global homo. Maybe they're trying to make a prototype for the future, and they're living it.
Well, that's his whole thing, is that he says that, so now we're the only homo species, we're the homo sapiens, which means like wisdom or something, wise. We're the wise homos, but he says in the future we may have to get used to living with other types of humans, another mm-hmm. species of humans besides Homo sapiens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're kind of preparing us to accept a basically another type of human. You know, a new species of human, and they probably are it. Yeah, they probably are. I mean, they've already begun. If they're kind of just preparing us to accept this, that means it's already happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I mean, it seems to be what his books seem to be. I mean, they're basically propaganda, right? His books, but they seem to be preparing us to accept the inevitability of this, of the transhumanist revolution. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, he's got his second book is called Homo Deus.
Yeah.
And I've only read the first chapter, but let me, if I can, great. Is it gone now?
No, I'm here.
No, I mean the book.
Now your audio's going again. Are you on Discord at all? I'm thinking maybe we can connect on Discord at the same, and try another pathway here.
Is it, the audio's messed up again?
Yeah, it's starting to.
It actually sounds okay on my end.
Yeah. Well, your transmitting is starting to be choppy again.
Oh, really?
It's being interfered with. I'm not going to go down the, it's the CIA interfering with your line, but you never know. I know almost every show I listen to with audio problems say, they're messing with my line again.
Yeah. It's, you don't know that for sure, right? You don't know that.
No.
It could be just technology.
Well, I don't know.
It probably is.
Dirty Benny says you're staticky. Technology. Are you? Do you have Discord going? Can we or Skype? You're on Skype, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I just did a Skype show the other couple of weeks ago.
Okay, let me hit you on Skype because that way no one can interrupt.
Should I leave this then?
Well, just wait till I get my Skype going, and then the minute we connect on Skype, because I'd rather have you choppy than not at all. So I'm going to get my Skype going. This is technology on the fly, people. We want the best audio possible. So I try, we all try. Mr. E's on the other side of the world. And I love the part where you're going to Monkey Island. That was great humor there. And you got a lot of good comments on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I did actually finish reading this book on that boat going out there. And he was talking about monkeys in his book. And I just happened to watch some movie where they call the fallen angels referred to human beings as monkeys.
Yeah.
Monkeys, they called us talking monkeys.
Okay, I'm Fakeologist on Skype. Just search for Fakeologist and you'll hit me because I don't see you on, I don't see you under, you're not under Mr. E, so.
I don't think so. Fakeologist. Okay, I got you there.
I'll just click away and then I'll disconnect
you. I sent a text.
Okay.
A message.
Okay. Messages. So I'm going to call you. There we go. So I'm going to accept you. And I'm going to call you. And I'm going to hang up on you here.
All right.
We try anything.
How's that?
So far, so good. Okay, you're on. This is the beauty of technology. We can just keep flipping around till something works. It could be Restream, you know. They might be busy and not processing guests properly. So you are now a friend on Skype. Okay. Now I can hear you opening a beer or whatever you said.
Water.
Yeah.
It's a little too early.
Oh, that's true. It's 7 a.m. there. It's 8:31 p.m. here, so...
Just drinking coffee and water.
Yeah, so you went to Monkey Island. So that's a place near where you live in Thailand?
Well, I think there's a bunch of islands called Monkey Island, but it's basically... I don't think they allow people to walk on there because the monkeys are a little dangerous, actually. They can attack you.
Tear your face
really
off.
Strong. Yeah.
Or those chimpanzees. What kind of monkeys were they? Rhesus?
I really don't know. They're the kind of the smaller ones, you know, but they're not that small necessarily, but they're not the same. They're smaller than chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. And then, so anyway, it just kind of fit into the video somehow. You know what I mean?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Thematically.
It was funny.
And it was just fun. I took some, you know, videos of the event anyway. So I thought, well, I'll just put it up.
It was super clear. Super clear.
Yeah. A little GoPro camera I got.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
We could do so many things because I really wanted to break down your latest video on Harari, because I think this guy is absolutely dangerous. It's not him, but his ideas are dangerous, and this is the kind of stuff that these guys worship. And Klaus Schwab and Harari have the king's ear right now, so that's why I think they're dangerous, because there's people listening to these people. They should be locked up.
They're probably more like the spokesman. Who knows like how it all works behind the scenes, but they might be just the public face of the existing agenda for hundreds or even thousands of years, you know.
Yeah.
They're the spokespeople of these ideas, and everyone else is already kind of on board. You know, it seems to me like they're all like in the club together, and he's not teaching anybody anything. These guys, this is what they believe already. You know, he doesn't get too much into occult kind of stuff as far as I could tell, but let me just read like two sentences from the second book.
Which book is that?
This is called Homo Deus, and Deus means God in Latin.
Right.
So it's a new species of Homo will be Homo Deus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Homo God, basically that God. Oh, here, let me read two sentences here. It says, humanity. So this book, I think, talks more about the future of humanity, and humanity's next targets are likely to be immortality, happiness, and divinity. Because he actually, ironically enough, he talks about the problems human beings have always faced is war, famine, and pandemics, you know, plague, which is kind of the narratives going on now.
They want all, yeah, exactly. Those are the three, the three things they want to bring about.
And this book was written in 2016, the second book.
Mm-hmm. And the first one was 10 years ago.
2011, yeah.
Wow, 11 years ago.
Yeah, 2011, yeah. And then, the next sentence I want to read is, We will now aim to upgrade human. Wait, we will now aim to upgrade humans into gods, and turn Homo sapiens into Homo Deus. So there you go. That's like in the first chapter of this book, which I haven't even read.
Like
yet.
Every religious person in the world should be this. This is blasphemy. I don't care what.
Sorry to interrupt.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Interrupt me. I don't mind.
One more sentence. So he talks about we need to achieve immortality, right? Death is a crime against humanity, and we ought to wage total war against it.
They're doing the opposite of that, though, right now, by all accounts.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they want to, they want to sell us on this immortality idea. And I think the COVID is maybe preparation for these ideas, you know, like COVID, because what is COVID? It's just death by old age, really. And that's how it was kind of presented to us in the beginning, but nobody could see it, you know.
It's dying of old age.
So it's death. It's just normal death. Was presented to us as a pandemic that we must overcome.
I've never even thought of old age being the theme here. I really think that they've always wanted to sell an injection to prevent the common cold. That's how I've always thought about it. Now, I know that old people reliably die when they hit a certain age. We know that. We all agree on that. We all know if we hit 80, every day is bonus time for anyone, for the most part, in the whole world. Maybe not the queen and the blue bloods, but for most people on earth that have abused the crap out of their body and maybe have taken in all the chemicals that we get from all angles and the RF waves, if you live over 80, you're in bonus territory, so you have nothing to complain about.
But remember, their job is to brainwash people into any idea they want, right? And it works. They can brainwash people to believe anything.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they're experts at this. So, I mean, what he just said in his book is the next war. You know, we've had the war on terror and the war on the COVID, and then it'll be the war on death itself. I mean, that's what he's saying. I think that's what he's going to talk about in his book more. I mean, that was just the introduction I just read there.
Right.
So it's like if they can convince people that death is a crime against humanity, that we must wage war on death itself,
even if it kills us.
Salvation.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I think it's inversion. They want us dead. I don't see any evidence that they're trying to keep anybody alive anywhere. I just found out. I don't talk to my neighbor. I just found out by a little bit of truth sleuthing. Is it bad to look on someone's Instagram if it's public?
Well, it's public, isn't it? So
yeah. I just found out that the girl next door, a young girl in her 20s, she's got cancer. She's on chemo. And my cousin, who's in her 40s, she got a diagnosis of breast cancer as well, same as my neighbor. And she just lopped off both her boobs as fast as she could.
So I thought,
oh my God. Like, and I think this clot shot is like pouring gas on a cancer fire. If you have any, you know, cancer is a repair mechanism for most bodies. I mean, I believe in that. So it's not something you catch, but it's your body trying to repair itself from stage 4 damage from toxins and whatever else. So cancer is sort of the last thing your body can do, and then we go ahead and cut it out, or we take antibiotics to blast all the cells, including the cells that are actually cancerous, we call cancerous, that are trying to maybe isolate the poisonous cells in our body, whatever. And I think this clot shot, this poison that we're putting in, is an accelerant. So if you're in remission or you just have sort of a simmering cancer, this thing is just sends it rocketing faster and forward.
Yeah. I know lots of people who got like cancer suddenly after getting jabbed, and they died in 2 or 3 months.
I know. Not one person suspects the clot shot, because I was also snooping on this person's Instagram, and of course they put on there that they got the clot shot. and they're grateful. I see the word grateful in second shot. And I thought, oh my God, these people are so reversed. They have no idea.
They die of cancer, but at least they didn't die of COVID, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least they didn't get COVID and recover.
Like, at least now I know what I can and cannot bring up as I walk by on the way to the car in the morning. You know, this is not...
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask his opinion on the clot shot now. I didn't know what it was before, but now I definitely know what it is now, so I'm going to stay away from that one. Man, oh man.
Oh man. Yeah, sad. I had some guy attack me the other day. Like,
oh my God.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and I just told him, you know, I got fired because I didn't get the injections. And then this, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine, like privately, and then some guy overheard me. Some guy I didn't even know. He overheard me saying that, and he started going off on me like, I can't believe you're not vaccinated. You're so stupid. All this stuff.
Oh, I
so
know.
I got, you know, which really pissed me off, right? And so I stood up and walked over to the guy.
Uh-oh.
I was, you know, I wasn't sure. I was like 50-50. Am I going to like beat the crap out of this guy or not? You know what I mean? But he cowered, you know, I realized he was kind of the smaller, older guy, like a little wimp basically. So just me walking over to him, he cowered in fear. He had his mask on, and his beady little eyes were just like terrified just by my presence standing over him like that. So I didn't hit him or anything.
I think you should have just said, listen, don't get too close or I'll breathe on you. Yeah, I've
maybe
got COVID. I didn't brush my teeth. I got COVID in between my teeth, buddy. How about a little spit? Let me just.
What I should have done is just took a video of it, because he just kept going on. The guy went totally mental. It was a classic. It would have been a viral video of a guy breaking down. Like, it was way better than any of those videos you see.
Well, did you see the one with the guy in the Costco with the pepper spray?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's starting.
I don't know. You don't have a screen now, do you? You can't see.
Oh, I closed down my.
No, I know. Internet. That's one of the reasons. That's the down. Here, I'm just playing a video of a this. This was from a while ago. This is a guy in a Costco, an old guy, probably like one you met. He's walking around with a mask and pepper spray, and he's aiming it at the maskless Costco employees. Oh, but I'll play a little bit of it. Oh, now he charged the guy.
I'll walk you here.
My life. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do this.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Anyway, that's at shorts.fakeologist.com. That was a viral Twitter. I showed that to my family, and they said, oh, yeah, that's yesterday's news. I said, okay, well, I just saw it today. But this guy's going into a Costco, and he's, I guess they may have just dropped the mask mandate, wherever the hell this is in the world. And he's walking around with a pepper spray, and he charged the guy, and, like, I don't know, do you get mad at these people, or do you feel badly for them? Because they're so far gone. They're programmed. They're just, can you blame them?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's basically the trauma-based mind control worked perfectly on that guy, right? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of both, right? It's kind of both. It's like, yeah, okay, once the drama settles down, you know, have a little empathy on the guy, poor guy. He's kind of a... You know, kind of a victim, I guess. Maybe that's not the best word. But also, he does play a part in it, though, too, right? I mean, he's not an innocent victim, necessarily. He latched on to the lie, and he ran with it himself. He chose. I think people do choose at some point. They choose to believe the lie because they like it. They like the lie better than the truth, you know?
Yeah, the inconvenient lies... The convenient lies are the inconvenient truth. I hate to say inconvenient truth because that dingbat Gore made that into a movie twice. Inconvenient truth. But he, of course, says that climate change is the inconvenient truth, even though it's actually the convenient lie, as I think you probably believe too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another. I mean, that's the thing about this book. The first book he wrote in 2011. That I did the video on. That's the thing that I knew it would be about transhumanism So that's what I expected it to be about. But he goes back into evolution. But then what really surprised me, and most of the book, in fact, is about creating narratives.
Oh, yes. What you said.
That's
that was fascinating.
That surprised me. Yeah, that was like, whoa, I didn't expect that at all in this book. And it really helped me. Like, it was kind of a epiphany, or, you know, like, even as I was making the video, I realized a few things.
It was fantastic.
That I talk about in the video. It just makes it, kind of simplifies it all. It's like,
let's find that. Do you remember when you started? Oh yeah, here it is. You started early on that topic. Yeah.
Because what he's saying is that was, you know, he has an evolutionary worldview, but he's saying the ability to lie to the masses was the key to our survival and a key to our evolution. And so it's a key to our evolution now as we continue evolving into gods.
Yes.
So that's why these lies are so important to them. And they believe they have to do it. They have to lie to us. And he calls it fiction to get us all to work together. Because otherwise we wouldn't all work together. We'd all just be living our own lives. And that would be horrible. Right?
Yeah, it is.
So they have to get us all on the same program, you know, all on the same page, all on the same agenda, so we can evolve. Now, do they really want us to evolve into immortal gods? You know, probably not. They want to destroy us and enslave us and all this stuff, but that's what they want to sell us on. And that's, we got to get the injection, right, to become a god, but obviously they're not going to tell us about the side effects, right?
Yeah, I'm just not buying that they're injecting us to move to the next level.
I think they're injecting us to
make us ill, or B, get rid of us. I think those that really are enthusiastic about this elixir that we're being told will save us from the common cold, those of us that buy that lie, we'll be the first to go. As I said to someone the other day, I'm only going to be worried when they run out of volunteers to take the injection. Because when the resistance gets too high, that's when they're going to turn up the heat. But right now, I think they have enough sacrificial lambs to throw on the altar of their big harma that they're okay. They're running at a pretty good pace right now. I'm just worried about when they run out of volunteers, then they're going to start volunteering you. So, especially us resistors here. That's my only fear, because this is not going away. And it's the masses that are causing it not to go away, like you said.
Yeah. What I like about your website is you call it something like the COVID 2020 to 2030.
Yeah, right?
That's great, because we know it's a 10-year plan.
I just picked that in 2020. I said this to my parents when I first met them on the porch in 2020 when I couldn't go in and they were wearing their mask. I said, "You do realize this isn't going away. Do you know that when, as long as you're playing this game, this is not going away. So you're in the last statistically 10% of your life. You realize that you're playing the game now. That you're going to have to keep playing it if you're going to believe this crap." That's why I said to them, "You better make a choice now, because if you may as well decide now which way you're going to go on this. Because if you're going to believe this, this is for 10 years." Because they want to turn a generation around.
But they didn't believe you, probably, did they?
No, they don't even talk. They won't even engage. They just say, they just wave me off.
Because they're just thinking, how would this guy, you know, how would you know? Even though, like you're their son, right?
And well, I'm the fakeologist, and I've been trying to tell them about all these fake things for the last 10 years. Like, this is my 10-year anniversary into research.
All right. Wow.
And I've been telling about all kinds of stuff. And I said, listen, you know, I have a PhD in this now. Sorry, I gave it to myself.
But you're not on TV. You're not on TV, and you don't work for the government.
Yeah. I don't have MD. I have the only thing I have behind my name is quack, according to them.
No, it's the same with me. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Well, you know, my mother got the shots, you know. I don't think my brother did, but my stepbrother did, you know, and he knows as much as we do. Like, he could be on the call with us about how, you know, I know a lot of people that know this whole thing is a total scam, but they got the shot so they could keep their job or travel. You know what I mean? But they, they're like the biggest anti-vaxxers I know, because they usually got sick. They usually got sick right after that. So in their minds, these shots made them sick. They didn't want to do it. They had to do it to keep their job. And they're really quite kind of angry about the whole thing, you know? So there's a lot of people like that out there.
But they don't have the picture that you and I do. We've got 9/11. We got JFK.
Yeah.
We've got new Cokes. We got the whole thing. And you got the you got the deep research into the Bible and the Kabbalah. Like this is all...
I can't even talk to people about this stuff. It's too, you know, I try to talk to people about even some of this stuff, and it's just like, I don't know, maybe they're better off not knowing, you know. I don't want to like ruin their day, you know. Most people are just trying to like get through life and be a little happy and find some, you know, pursue some pleasure here and there, and then I'm talking about the end of the world and.
Yeah, I don't go end of the world. I won't go. I'm not doing that research at this point. I'm okay with you can do that. I'm not there yet. I think there's lots of
thing.
There's lots of chance for this to turn around, because not everyone is going to go over the cliff. There'll be a few resistors. I don't know how many right now. I don't know what state they're gonna congregate in. You know, we're gonna have to take over a state and kick all the believers out. That's what's gonna have to happen. Like, we're gonna have to do our own purge.
Well, I wonder if they're, you know, just like yesterday, this abortion news in the U.S. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I was just, you know, that's such a divisive, such an emotional divisive issue, right? And my first thought was, hey, maybe they sterilized everyone so they don't need abortion anymore. You know, my kind of cynical view. And but then also it would really divide states, you know. It's almost like a slavery type of issue. I mean, it's that divisive and that emotional that the states where abortion is allowed are going to have very different types of people than the states where abortion is banned.
Yeah, I think the abortion thing is 60-40. I'm going to say 64 at 40 against. I think the Democrat Republican is 50-50. I think there's a lot of lines in the United States. The lines are different in Canada. I think abortion is probably 70-30 in where I live, Canada. I think it's different in the cities, different in the rural, for sure.
Yeah, it's really different. Like where I'm from, like Minneapolis is a very gay liberal city for some reason. And I'm not really from the city itself, but the country kind of places where I spend most of my time at, you know, they're kind of normal people, right? They're conservative and they have guns. They go hunting. And so it still confuses me how Minnesota is one of the most liberal states in America. But my experience growing up was I didn't experience a whole lot of liberal stuff, you know?
Well, when is the last time you were there in Minnesota?
Oh, maybe I'd say about 8 years ago.
Okay, because I'm finding now that even my own children are proving to me that every year that goes by, I'm more out of touch with what the hell is going on. And when they roll their eyes when I talk, I realize that there's a whole generation bubbling up that's replacing me, and they don't they don't believe anything I'm talking about. They've been fully programmed right under my nose. And
they're the new species, you know, the next species of humans. They got to get them ready, and they're friends, right? They want to fit in with their friends, all that stuff, right? So,
like, I was lucky; I didn't have a lot of friends. And then I took a job where I'm alone all day, so that wasn't really deliberate. I was just trying to make money, and then I stuck to this job where I drive around in my truck all day long, and I only bump into the odd person that says three words to me, and I'm totally not socialized at all. And then I go in and say a few words that I've learned from all my podcasts, and I'm completely socially inappropriate wherever I go. And I think this could be dangerous, what I'm saying, because these people are already, oh my goodness, it's not good. That's why I have to do this show every night, because I got to make sure that I'm still sane, because as long as people show up and listen to what I'm saying, that means that I'm still a little bit sane, I think. So
yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's like me, like my wife's family will come over to the house and they all wear their mask inside the house.
Oh, man.
And I'm just thinking, like, you know, like, just kill me now. Get me out of here.
It's like, have you seen John Talks? John Talks on YouTube. He does 30-second clips. Almost every other video is, it's time to leave Earth now. How many of his videos where those are the videos where he shows the memes of the day? It's time to leave now.
Yeah.
I think that too. Well, if you want to read a good piece on abortion, I have another sublog called moreab.fakeologist.com where I put other stuff other than fakery. And this woman here, Yolanda Norris Clark, she's a Canadian that I think escaped Canada and is living in Costa Rica or somewhere. She's very, very interesting. She's a truther. She's pro-life. She has about 9 children. She's just turned 40, had her 9th child. And she has a pretty good take on abortion. Basically, she said men shouldn't really have much of an opinion on abortion. I really value this woman because she's a complete truther, a complete anti-vaxxer. If you want to read another take on abortion, if you can take in another opinion, it's really a great essay. I'm not going to read it now, but she's a birth coach. She's a midwife. She's very, very smart. Very smart, actually. She does Yeah, you might want to look her up. She's all over the place. She's been thrown off everywhere, but I think she's on Instagram for a while, and she's on Substack.com. Yeah, Yolanda Norris Clark. Very interesting person, to say the least, on abortion. So
I like that Substack. There's there's a lot more. There's like platforms now where people actually like write blogs and stuff, and you can link videos, and that's kind of an interesting. Maybe I should start a Substack.
If you don't have any web presence, you got to get a web presence. Now, the only reason I'm against Substack, just like any other, is it's a controlled entity, and who knows who's behind them. It's their website. I mean, you should just have MrE.com, and that's all you need. So make sure you're on a domain that's unstoppable. I haven't quite got to that point yet, but you just need your own site, period. You don't want anyone else's site. You shouldn't even be on my site. Don't depend on me or don't depend on anybody. But yeah, you could have I have a presence on Substack, but I don't put anything on it because I don't have time. I stick to my own blog. Yeah,
that's true.
But
you get your own place.
Yeah, you should do the same. It's not that hard. Yeah. It's really easy, actually. So you just need a central portal where you put your videos, you put your contact, you know, and you can go a little farther and put a forum on if you want. But, you spend time maintaining it. So everything takes time.
Yeah.
But
I might have the time to do it now.
Yeah, as much as I am sad that you've lost your job and your income, I hope you recover and I hope people are supporting you. But, man, I'm looking forward to getting a lot of content for you now, so that's your
I'm working hard. I'm like working all day long making videos and stuff and doing research, and you know, I feel like I'm really busy all the time, even though I've now don't have a real job, you know.
But you're doing amazing work, and actually even though we've already gone an hour, and I usually do an hour show on the weekdays, I'd like to definitely have you on as much as possible, especially when you're pounding the stuff out like you're doing now. So anytime we can we haven't even talked about really much of the video yet. You're the new species of homo video is half an hour, but we've already blown an hour. It just shows you how much there is to talk about. It's amazing. So this is such important stuff.
Yeah.
Let me just play one FakoTube video of another person, transvestigator, that Dirty Benny sent to me. And her name is Above Is Below. Have you heard of her?
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
I'm downloading her whole channel off BitChute as well. But this, every now and then I'll do a quick clip. Like, this really blew me away. And I'm sure you've said this as well, but here, just listen to this.
Too open, female to male.
Oh, she's too low.
Kyle is at the bottom in the water, and I noticed that Kyle bears a...
Can you hear that? I know it's low.
I can hear it. Yeah.
Striking resemblance to Jake Gyllenhaal. This is what a lot of men in Hollywood look like, because there are no real men in Hollywood. You need to fix up. They're not going to have real men running around in Hollywood somewhere. And if they do, you're not going to know their name. They're going to be very small, part-time actors with a few speaking lines in some films. And you'll say, who's this person? That's why these open female-to-male trans people are looking like Hollywood. Because there's no real men in Hollywood. If this is their religion, the men are going to be women and the women are going to be men. Kyle photographs only trans people.
All right. Were you able to hear that? Mr. E? Hold on a sec. Oh, Mr. E accidentally logged into the...
Okay, no, I'm back, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I logged in just to watch the video, but then I heard two audios at the same time.
Oh, right. Well, actually, yeah, I was only going to play... You didn't really need to look at it. I just wanted that.
I heard what she said. Yeah.
I just like the clip that there's no real men and no real women in Hollywood. I mean, and now that she showed me Jake Gyllenhaal and these fantastic FTMs, I just realized, like I think you said, there's just no way to tell. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I might have to watch that about the Jake Gyllenhaal, because I've noticed that before. Like, because he has a sister who's also like an actor, right? Forget the name,
Maggie.
Yeah. And then his mother was a screenwriter or something, and so it's kind of a Hollywood family. But yeah, I like 5 years ago or so, I thought, you know, yeah, they're like Jake is a woman, and then the sister is actually a boy, you know. But it's like it's hard for me to make a video on that, right? On an FTM like that, because I like the next day I'll be like, is he really an FTM? Like I'll start to question myself, and you know, did I just slander this guy or what? But yeah, so some of the women are actually pretty good at doing the FTMs.
Well,
they have more conviction about it, and I think they're able to spot it better, just at an instinctive level, you know.
Women, I don't know about you. I don't stare at myself in a mirror. I don't have a full-length mirror. I don't even look at my face much anymore. I stopped shaving. Now I got a big Taliban beard.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot easier not having to shave. So the point is, I think women, more than men, in general, and all generalizations are wrong, including this one, they'll stare at themselves. And they'll look themselves over. They'll compare themselves. They'll check their hips and they'll check their curves. And they'll check them to their local magazine. And women are really probably way more conscious of how they look than men. Like, I don't care how I look. I know I'm slipping into middle age and I'm just getting, you know, that thing in the middle that just keeps growing out 2 pounds a year. And, you know, other than that... I don't stare at myself, but I think women do. So you're right. I think they're more observant of what they're taking in.
And they look at men differently than men look at men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we don't really look at men. We don't pay attention to that, you know, but they look at men because they're the opposite sex, right? So it's like the way I look at women, you know, is different than the way I look at men, you know? Like I notice if a woman's attractive or not, right? I mean, I just notice it, you know.
It's different. I do too.
You know, and I have to kind of like, okay, she's hot, but I'm married.
Yeah, I'm married, not dead.
You have to kind of go through this mental process, right? It's a little different. You have to tread carefully, you know. Whereas with men, you don't do that at all. There's no reaction to the image of a man. But the image of a female will create some kind of reaction. And then maybe it's the same with women when they look at men, right? So if they're looking at a fake man, they might not, you know, they might sense that something is off.
Well, ever since I've been a transvestigator, I'm looking at the hips. I'm looking at the waist. I'm looking at the eyes. I'm looking at the brow ridge. I am doing now. I know almost. I know I'm in my line of work. I'm not. I'm not running into trannies, I'm pretty sure. And so I'm pretty sure that when this girl dresses a woman, she's probably a woman, pretty good. So I'm still measuring hips, though, and if I can get a good look. Unfortunately, it's winter, about 9 months of the year here, so the women are dressed to the dressed in layers. Yeah. Can't really evaluate anything, but if I was on a beach or maybe in a warm place like you, probably be a little more able to... to see the differences between the two sexes. So here it's just all parkas.
Yeah, and the problem with the FTMs is the bone structure method doesn't, I don't think it works as well with FTMs because they're changed by hormones. They're, in fact, even in that guy's book, the Harari book, he talks about trannies basically towards the end of the book. When he starts talking about the new species we need to evolve into, he starts talking about trannies. And he's saying, he calls it bioengineering. And he goes back to castration, which has been going on for thousands of years, you know, and trannies have been around for thousands of years. And, you know, and so it's bioengineering. You know, it's probably the oldest form of transhumanism.
You know, it's funny you brought up in the book, and if you didn't read the book, I probably wouldn't read it. So that's why I'm grateful that you do book reviews now as well.
I don't really recommend it because it's a piece of propaganda essentially, and it's not a very good book. But there were some interesting things I thought worth mentioning. You know,
and why? Yeah, and it doesn't really fit his department of history. I guess I should say, well, it says a graphic history, so okay, well, it could fit in.
Well, he called it the history of, like, a biological history.
Mm.
He's looking at it from a purely biological perspective, like evolutionary history of this species, which is called sapiens,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then the next book, he talks about the future of sapiens, how we will continue to evolve. So it's all about, that's why they push this evolution idea, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Evolution, well, we got to keep evolving. Transhumanism, right? We got to become cyborgs. He uses that word.
Yeah, we have to help evolution along because now we have the technology so we can push evolution. Forget the so-called natural selection where, you know, the slow Homo sapiens that... they didn't make it, so the fast runners that could outrun the whatever predator we had, whatever how many years ago, were the survivors. Now they can advance it their way.
And we survived because of our ability to deceive the masses.
Yeah, that's such a central part.
That's what he says. That he says that is the key to our survival, deception. You know,
and that
deception is the key to our survival.
And that's
which is crazy.
And that's the theme of my blog, Deception. Like, that's why I'm into this topic, because I'm, you know, I like a good looking woman. I like to know if I'm being fooled. I'm stunned that I was lusting after Sandra Bullock. I'm stunned because. Yeah. These are some of my favorite so-called females, like Demi Moore and Ghost. You know, those are back in the day. You know, these were the cute ones to me. And, God, they were presented to us.
Yeah, they were sold to us as being the most beautiful girl in the world. In fact, that little song you played at the beginning of the video, it said, didn't it say Gwen Stefani was the most beautiful girl
I never liked
woman,
him.
Woman of the year.
I never liked you know, her. I was never no, that. No, I never yeah. liked that look.
No.
But all the other yes. ones, like Charlize yeah, Theron, somebody, oh, Cindy yeah, Crawford, yeah, yeah. wasn't too yeah. nuts about Julia Roberts. Okay, I never really got into not her as much.
Shark teeth. You're not into shark teeth.
Though. No, the horse face. No, that one, you know, I know she was the pretty woman and... you know,
I
got all that. I just wasn't, it wasn't the same lustful attitude. Like, I like
girls. Girls are into these. A lot of girls kind of look up to these trannies too, you know? Like, my wife was a huge Sandra Bullock fan for some reason. Because they're funny and, you know, they're kind of, you know, whatever.
They're goofy. Yeah. And they're guys.
All these romantic comedies and stuff.
Rom coms, you know? Yeah. And they're guys.
Yeah.
They're attracted to men. Yeah. Maybe your wife likes guys.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And they're really in between. I think a lot of these androgynes, and I still don't really understand the definition. They're to me, they're in between. They're tweeners. They're not really guys.
Well, that's the goal.
Yeah, they're tweens.
I mean, it's magic. You know, it is. It's a magic. I think it. You know, like if this world is full of opposites, right? There's the sun and the moon, and there's night and day, and all these things. And then they think that they are balancing. They're in balance and harmony, like they say in the Star Wars movie. You know, balance and harmony and all this stuff and equality, equilibrium. Right? They're trying to get that. That reach that state, and that's like nirvana for them. That's their salvation. And this whole thing of transhumanism is like they're trying to sell us on an imitation type of salvation to overcome death, to overcome our limitations as human beings.
But the irony is, I'm trying to think like an elite person. Like, why do they want these androgynes? Because number one, they require a ton of maintenance. And there's a certain point where the maintenance doesn't work. You know, there's a certain point where you take a vehicle, you scrap it, because the costs of maintenance are way higher than the cost of starting over. So number one, they got to put a ton of money into them. So I guess that's one way they can blackmail them, because if you just left an androgyne to themselves in the world without an income, they could never afford to maintain their whatever they switched to, because it costs big bucks.
They're hookers. That's why they become trainee hookers.
Oh, okay.
And that's they've always been trainee hookers. They're in the Bible.
Right.
That's what the word sodomite means. They call them male cult prostitutes. It's like, what the hell does that mean? It's not some dude who looks like a dude, you know? I mean, it's a tranny, male cult prostitute. They made money for the temple and for themselves, and then they incorporated that into the pagan religions and all this stuff. And there's still tranny hookers everywhere you go. In Toronto, there's tranny hookers in Toronto. Somewhere, you know. I used to see them. I lived in Arizona for a while. There was this. I'd like go home, and there was an off ramp to go on the freeway. And right before that, there was all these tranny hookers would stand on the side of the road, and you could like tell, just you could like, it would be like the evening, you know, the sun was going down. You could just kind of see the shape of their body, you know. They were kind of dark. You couldn't really see their face, but you could just tell by the shape of their body they were tranny hookers, and they're trying to get guys before they go home to dinner.
Well, have a little hors d'oeuvre. I guess the 5 o'clock shadow tipped them off too, right? Haven't shaved since the morning. It's interesting. So, but the superstars that they're put before us, they're caught in the web, in that
they grow up in it, and I think they're abused as children at a very, very significant level. And they, I mean, just being a 5-year-old tranny, that's abuse in and of itself.
And then
I think they're sexually abused, and I think they're just totally, I think they're just totally gone, you know. They don't even know who they are. They're property, basically. They're like racehorses.
Well, if you're enabling someone who's questioning their God-given parts, you're already focusing way too much on the child's parts. Like,
It's like their religion, you know. That's just their religion. It's Jews get circumcised on the eighth day, and these elite people transgender their children from birth.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's not really, there may be a practical issue in terms of keeping their bloodlines pure, right? Because Sandra Bullock's, maybe Sandra Bullock still has functioning parts down there. Who knows? But Sandra Bullock's probably not going to, you know, be spreading the Bullock seed around.
No.
You know, with the peasants, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know. And it's funny.
So the bloodlines are kept pure, except for the certain breeders they want to have.
And it's funny, the other thing that brings to mind is Miles Mathis, who is somebody
I was a little harsh on the guy. I should have.
Well, if you were,
apologize. I was kind of mean to the guy, but maybe it was 5 years of pent up resentment.
No, I have no problem with what because I don't. He's another extreme. If he is not a conglomerate, which I think the jury is out on, then he's extremely smart. He's extremely talented. Like, I have opinions on everything, but I don't have deep dives on everything like he does. Like, he's amazing knows that much.
Well, maybe he does it full time or something. But then why would he put out such a poor quality piece on the, you know, what he called the tranny psyop? I mean, you know, his argument, he was saying that it was such a weak piece of writing and weak thinking. And that's really the only thing I've read by the guy. And it was, so it almost seems like he's a gatekeeper or something or whatever. You know, he wasn't making solid arguments. He was not, it just wasn't even a good piece of writing. Even I saw some feedback, even his own followers said, yeah, we agree that these people are not trannies, but your piece was not a very good piece of writing. Like he got criticized by even his own followers about that.
Where was that? Because I didn't see that, because he doesn't have comments.
Somewhere. I saw it somewhere, like 5 years ago when that first came out. And that was at a time when like 10 people were constantly attacking me. Now, that wasn't a piece against me necessarily, but I think he was talking about my Alba video.
I'm going to try and find that, because there is a blog that takes his stuff and posts it. And I think what's it called? It's called Cutting Through the Fog or something like that. I think that's what it is.
The picture he used, I mean, that's the thing that blew my mind, is the picture he used to say, hey, look, Alba's a girl. Just look at the picture. She has no hips at all. It's like the straightest hips I've ever seen, ever. You know? So it's like his evidence actually proves the exact opposite of what he's trying to say. The evidence he presented proves that Alba is a man.
Well, the reason I bring it up, the reason I brought him up at all is because every star, every celebrity, he always brings it back to the Jews. It doesn't matter. That's really what he makes the point of. He goes through genealogy and IntelliSearch and all the people searchers. And it always comes down to the Jews. So that's his main objective, I find, most of the time. And
well, you find that a lot. I mean, that's pretty common, right, with the so-called truthers. A lot of them are Jewish, right? Most of them are. But I mean, we kind of know that, though, right? So I guess it's not even almost worth pointing out too much these days. It's like, yeah, we know they're all Jewish.
And I'm trying to find that. Here we go. John Humanity. Okay, so now I found John Humanity on Miles Mathis. Okay, John Humanity made a comment on Miles Mathis's. And we've also got, so this might be the one. So it's from 2017, I think.
That's probably when it came out.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out, because I just saw that recently. But my point, again, was just Miles Mathis always brings it back to the Jews, and he says they keep it in the family with regards to breeding. So that's where I got that. Okay, so that's not the exact...
I don't think it's even a Jewish bloodline. I know Jewish people, and their parents always want them to marry another, like a Jewish girl, you know? Yeah, that's how it works. But, I mean, that's pretty common. Catholics want you to marry another Catholic and whatnot.
Yeah, it makes sense, because the less differences you have in life, the easier it's going to be for you.
But I think it's even more specific, though, to these elite bloodlines. Mm-hmm. Not every Jew is in the elite, you know what I mean? It's more specific than that. Like the Sandra Bullock bloodlines are not just a normal Jewish bloodlines. And I don't know if he's Jewish or whatever. And Sandra Bullock speaks perfect German. I forget why. I think he grew up there. So, like, speaks German perfectly. And bullock means castrated bull.
And it's funny you bring that up because my friend asked me out of the blue 2 weeks ago, a coworker, he said he asked somebody, he wouldn't tell me who, what the difference is between a bull and an ox. And I thought, okay. I gave the wrong answer, of course, because I didn't really think about it. I said, well, I haven't really thought about it. But then he said it was his wife that didn't know the difference. I said, okay, well, guess what? I don't know the difference either. Tell me. And then he, of course, told me. And I asked a few people on my show a couple weeks ago, and nobody had the right answer either. So then, of course, that question comes up in the Yuval Noah Harari book that he reviewed.
Yeah.
The difference between a bull and an ox. And it's amazing.
He talks about oxen. Yeah. He said oxen are castrated bulls, right? That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're talking about castration. They're talking about, and then the reasons for castration. You know, they make good workers and they're docile and whatever. I mean, farm animals, you know, every farmer castrates their animals and practices controlled breeding with their animals. I do it with my cats.
Yes, you know? I saw that, yeah.
Poor guy, you know. I apologize to him.
You have to, because I guess a cat can get pregnant, as my daughter found out, at 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
4 months old.
They're just baby-making machines, man. That's why we even have cats, because some stray cat had a bunch of kittens in our yard. And my wife's like, oh, we got to take care of the cats, you know. And I'm like, oh, no. But I didn't really want them at first, you know. But they're kind of cool to have around, you know. But, you know, I mean, yeah, I like it. I mean, I think it's good to take care of animals. I'm kind of realizing, you know, that's part of being human is the ability to take care of animals, right?
Yeah, I do too. I'm allergic to these. Part of my vaccine damage regimen is I am very allergic to most furry animals. I get asthmatic. So my children want a dog or a cat. And I just said, no, I listen, if things go south and I can't breathe, it's either the cat or me, and you need me. Yeah. So no.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the chance of starting a bond with that. And even my mother had cats, and the doctor told her, well, there's only two things we can do for your son who can't breathe. Either you get rid of your cats or you have to live with this problem. There's nothing I can do. I said, okay, well, so I just, you know, went to the hospital once in a while when the inhaler didn't work. So it's just not good. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You find a different, get some farm animals, keep them outside.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I just found the, I'm going to post a link to this because another really good blog that you may not know is peaceofmindful.com, which is a blog that has a bunch of writers. And they actually talked about your article and Miles Mathis and the trans article. And they have a ton of comments on it. So anyone who's interested might want to, you'll get a link to the Miles Mathis article. And these guys are talking about, there's quite a few comments here on the whole transgender thing. So,
well, I mean, another thing Mathis did in his article, he said, like, because he was talking about these people and now all of a sudden everyone's saying they're trannies, he thought people were trying to discredit him in his previous work. Which is kind of insane, I think, a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's like, I'd never read his work. You know what I mean? Basically, he's thinking, oh yeah, I did an article on Taylor Swift, and now suddenly people are saying Taylor Swift is a man. It's some kind of conspiracy. You know, it's a psyop. They're trying to discredit me. Right. I mean, that's fairly delusional, I think. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're not that important, and I didn't even know who you were until you wrote this piece. Never heard of you before, so I'm not trying to discredit someone I never heard of. It's impossible. Yeah.
and to be fair, a lot of the transvestigators were kind of weak. You know the ones I'm talking about. They haven't really stood the test of time. You're still here. You're talking not only about the transvestigation, but you've got the big picture, which makes you extremely credible. And you're doing the review of the COVID psyop, and you're bringing in transhumanist. This is real.
Well, it all goes together. It's all kind of the same thing. You know what I mean?
It's real. Like you, like this is no, as Joe Biden would say, this is no joke. And you're not, you know, we're not the ones that put transgenders at the top of the news cycle every frickin' day. So it is, it is incumbent upon warriors to respond to this crap. Like you, you have a duty to respond.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, if, I mean, 5-6 years ago, I was saying, like, it just kind of, the idea popped in my head. I was like, they want to turn people into trannies. And it sounds crazy, right? It's like, it's like no one ever thought of that. You know, like, that's a crazy, if you tell someone that, it'd be like, that's the craziest thing they ever heard. But then you read, like, today, it's like front page news. You know, you got these, the transgender swimmers, you know, the men playing on the women's team and, it's a big issue these days. So it seems it's, you know, then you got that Rachel Levine, 4-star admiral in, you know, the United States government.
It's
in
charge of injection.
And Rachel Levine's job was gender reassignment, you know.
It's everywhere.
Hormones. So like it seems now. Yeah. So I guess going back to your questions, like, what do they want to do to us? I'm thinking like the farm animal analogy kind of makes a lot of sense.
Talking cattle.
Yeah, talking monkeys, like in that movie.
Yeah, that's what we are.
There's this movie called, it was synchronicity for me because, you know, like after my surgery, I was like, I watched all these kind of like apocalyptic and dystopian movies and stuff. All I could do was sit in my chair for like 3 months, you know. And but this movie I never heard of called The Prophecy, parts 1, 2, and 3. It was about the Nephilim, which is kind of why I put the Nephilim stuff in that video, too. And I'm not really, you know, just in terms of Nephilim being a type of transhumanist type of, you know, some kind of hybrid, some kind of superhero, you know, that kind of idea kind of tied in there. But they called people talking monkeys throughout that movie. Talking monkeys, and they hated humanity. They just hated people so much, you know.
Which movie is that? Sorry,
it's called The Prophecy with Christopher Walken.
Oh, he's always Christopher creepy. Walken.
Yeah, he looks like a woman in that movie too. I remember Laura Lee. Remember that? Remember that one? The Apostle Laura Lee. Mm. Remember that transvestigator? She was one of the first.
Oh, right. Yeah, John.
From like way back.
Yeah, John Humanity. Yeah, actually, no, I was just reading my own blog, and you're right. John Humanity, who I actually liked the guy. I actually interviewed him way back in the day. He,
I hate that fucker, man.
Well,
that fucking asshole.
Was he right at all? Like, I can't remember. I thought he was sort of bang on.
He started out saying, he was right about a few things, you know, sure. But then didn't he change his mind or something? I don't know. I stopped watching him, but.
Well, he disappeared.
Dude, that guy's a fucking asshole.
Tell me what happened.
We're in a Skype call right now. So he like basically, he's like, oh, Mr. E's a shill. You know, he's a government agent. And, I offered to have a Skype call with him, but he didn't reply to me in 10 minutes. So that proves he's a shill. So anyway, he kept going on and on. So finally I was like, yeah, sure. Let's do a call. You know, so we did a call.
Okay.
We did a call on Skype. I talked to him face to face or, you know, on Skype.
Yeah.
You know, video call and everything. And he was like, oh, okay. You know, we had a fairly decent talk. And then he put out a video. Oh, Mr. E's not a shill. He's cool. And then he took it down like after an hour.
Whoa.
And then he put up another video saying, yeah, Mr. E's a shill. And he lied about everything we talked about.
Oh, great. And did you record it?
Everything. No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to record everything, man.
But everything we talked about, he twisted and turned it into a big lie.
That's not good. That's not
good. Yeah, what a dick, man.
That's why I record all my calls. If you call me on my phone, I got a couple phone numbers on my website. I record everything and I tell everyone up front, everything we're talking about, I'm recording. So just be careful what you say. Don't. If you're going to attack me, I'm going to put it online. So yeah, that's not good. And that's why most of, I broadcast live if I can. Otherwise, I record everything. So yeah, that's not good. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, that guy, you know, that guy's no good for me personally.
Well, I can understand why you say that. I get it.
And he just kept going. He kept talking about me all the time in his videos. Him and Hans were like together doing the same stuff, you know. And they were like best friends, you know.
Well, where are they now and where are you now? I think I think we can see the difference. I think.
Well, last time I heard, Hans or John went to China to teach. That's a good place for him to be, you know.
Yeah, right. Teaching the Uyghurs, if you believe that. I'm confused about China. That's another story.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. Yeah, well, you stood the test of time. I think most people here have forgotten both those guys. They only came up because I was just doing a blog search on my own blog of the Miles Mathis piece from 2017. And maybe they were there just to discredit, because who could have predicted today, 2022? Like, you would have thought, oh, this would have come and gone like Flat Earth. Now, I know Flat Earth is still relevant, but it's not like it was at the beginning. Yeah. And then I think right after Flat Earth, the transvestigations went hot and heavy, and they had all these transvestigators, including yourself. So that's why maybe people were suspicious of it. And now, of course, we're in the transpocalypse, as you say, and it has nothing to do with you. It got everything to do with the people that are running the place.
Yeah. Well, like in 2020, the whole COVID thing started. So that kind of took over everything, right? That was and it was actually happening. Yeah. And that's what kind of freaked me out, because I they shut down my YouTube channel in like December of 2019, and with a lot of other people too, right? And remember that? There was like the big purge in
December. Yeah, there was a couple purges.
2019.
Right.
And then 2020, early on, that's when they started the COVID stuff. And then I started like a new channel again on YouTube for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't, like, I didn't watch other platforms. I didn't even have an account anywhere else. You know what I mean? And I was busy working and trying to, you know, learn how to work from home. Mm-hmm. But I did start a new YouTube channel briefly, and then they shut that down. But it was just like, as a content creator or someone who knows what's going on, it's like I wanted to try to stop it somehow. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we got to stop this from happening. But like, I couldn't do it, you know?
you're talking
to people around us, and it's like, hey, don't you guys understand what's going on? Why are you going along with this? You know, they want to kill us all, you know, with injection. And I was talking about vaccines back in March of 2020, February 2020, you know? It's like, this is the agenda. They want to inject everybody. And it's like nobody could listen. So it was kind of driving me crazy. Like I was trying to stop this from happening, and I couldn't do it, you know? And then it's like, what's the point? You know, what's the point? Why make a video? Nobody's listening. Nothing's going to change. It's, you know.
I knew this was going to be big when it first happened. I said to a few people, you're going to have to make a choice, because this is, you could be on the fence about 9/11 and all the psyops. This one is, I just had the feel, this is different.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We have to choose with this one, don't we? Yeah,
I thought so. I just thought, this is not going to go away. I gave it a few weeks, and I thought, this is maybe even before 3/11, which I call the sort of the kickoff date, 3/11/2020, when the guy said this can be characterized as a pandemic. He never called it a pandemic. They choose their words carefully. He said this can be characterized as a pandemic.
Interesting.
That
was 3/11. You know, 3/11, that was the same day as the big Japan earthquake.
Yeah, Fukushima. Yeah.
That was 3/11.
It's 6 months opposite 9/11. It's perfectly lined up. Yeah.
Interesting. I never thought about that.
These aren't really my thoughts. This is a guy named IPS who I like to listen to, and he was calling for 11/3 or 3/11 for quite a while. So he loved those numbers, and you know, we can all say we picked a day, but he was saying something about Seattle on 11/3. That didn't happen. It was more than it was 3/11, because one of the I think the ground zero case in the US was in Seattle. So,
well, actually, you know, I mean, yeah, so that's our calendar that they taught us. I think they have a different calendar they use.
Yeah. Well,
maybe they use both, you know, but it's more, you know, because it's close to the spring equinox.
Yeah, the moon calendar. You know, like the moon calendar.
Maybe. They're really into the, astrology and all that stuff. So everything they do is based on, you know, the stars and all this stuff, right? And so, and that's something most of us don't really pay too much attention to. So they're probably significant dates in astrology.
We're on the wrong calendar. I think that's pretty obvious. We're all out of sorts all the time. You know, women are pretty much synced up to the moon, the 28-day cycle. I know every woman's not exactly the same, but if you did a poll, I'm pretty sure most are lined up with the moon. Is that a random thing? No, I think we're intelligently designed. You know, if I had to make a choice between the Big Bang and intelligent design, I think I'm going with intelligent design. Now, there might be more choices, but those are the two that were really given. So you kind of have to, the human body, and we're studying the human body more than ever now, because I'm sure most of us weren't going to be talking about health every day. But I think it's pretty obvious that the human body is incredibly awesome, and man just screws it up. You know, every time he tries to do something, he just doesn't have a clue. And so, therefore, who put this human body together? You know, it's definitely got signs of divinity.
It was the monkeys. The monkeys learned how to lie to each other, and then we evolved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought that's why you were calling the guy Grandpa at Monkey Island. I thought maybe
it was my grandpa.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were pretending to be another monkey. I guess you were. Yeah, there's Grandpa.
No, it was my, from evolution. We evolved from monkeys, so that's my grandpa. That's what he says in his book. He says Grandma was a chimpanzee.
Oh my God! Yeah,
and then intelligent design. See, he talks about that too. See, we are now the intelligent designers. Because there's no God, right? God didn't intelligently design the world. So now that's our job. We have to become gods. And I think what it means is the elite will be the gods, and then they'll create, you know, they'll create everyone else, whatever they want, you know.
It's kind of funny. Did he think God just decided to walk away from the job? At what point did God put us here
and
then said,
"Believe in God at all?" There's a big bang. Matter just appeared out of nowhere and exploded, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So God is not in the. God didn't start us off. Yeah.
Even though he's Jewish, right? I mean, there is a God in Judaism, but
right.
But with, you know, they've gotten so far away from the Bible. Really, I think Judaism is more into Kabbalah, because they lived in Babylon so long, not just 70 years. They lived in Babylon for hundreds of years. And then it became Kabbalah and the Zohar and all this mysticism, which I don't know if you caught it, but like in my video, I put that actor from The Big Bang Theory. It was kind of coincidental. It was just accidental, really, because I wanted a clip of the Nephilim. And there you got that guy in the talk show talking about the Nephilim, which is kind of odd. You know, that usually doesn't happen.
Right. That was near the end of this video, wasn't it? Yeah.
But in that same clip, that Jewish tranny from The Big Bang Theory was talking about mysticism, like Jewish mysticism. And I guess I didn't even know that either. They believe that their souls were...
But also the divine abilities of creation.
I'm trying to find that.
Their souls were at Mount Sinai.
Right. Is that a guy or a girl that you were showing in the video? I can't remember. That was a clip in this video, right? Oh, this one with Colbert?
That's the first Colbert clip.
I hate that guy.
Yeah. But he started talking about the Nephilim.
Oh, is this a girl here? I couldn't get a good look. Is that, what's her name?
That's supposed to be an actress. It's an actress.
Only a fraction of the potential of genetic engineering.
Let's see.
It's such a shame. We can't just completely destroy humanity like they did in Genesis 6.
What's a Nephilim?
I don't know. What's a Nephilim?
It's in Genesis.
Okay.
It's in Genesis. The Nephilim are the sons of God who mate with the sons of men, the daughters of men, and from which the heroes were born. That's what it says in Genesis.
Geneticists claim to...
She didn't seem like she was getting it. That's a girl, right, that we were looking at there?
So that's she claims to be a girl. That's an actor in The Big Bang Theory, that TV show.
Oh yeah, I don't watch that. So okay.
So that's kind of why, like The Big Bang, you know, it's talking about evolution, and then there's the TV show Big Bang Theory, and then they talk about the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. But like, that actor didn't really know about the Nephilim story in the Bible.
Right, yeah. She was blanking.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. But it's in there. The word Nephilim in Hebrew is written three times in the Bible. Mm-hmm. In Hebrew, the original Hebrew, yeah.
And those are fallen angels, or they, or
no? Those are the sons. Those are the offspring of the fallen angels mated with human females. Okay. And those are the children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in Greek, they call them giants, gigantes, giants. And but I think I, you know, if they are still around today, if this is part of the elite bloodline, if they're, you know, the hybrids, they're not giants anymore. Because there's a lot of people who talk about Nephilim a lot. There's like, you know, like kind of there's people. Nephilim's another big topic, right? Just like flat Earth or something,
right?
And people are always looking for giants. It's like, no, dude, they're not really tall anymore. They look the same as us.
Okay, right.
Right. That, I mean, that would be the secret weapon, is to look just like us. They could fit right in. We wouldn't know that they're hybrids, you know.
At the end of this, what movie is this from where you're playing?
That's The Prophecy, where they talk about genocide.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That's the movie called The Prophecy, which not a great, it's kind of a weird movie, and there's like sequels, you know, but it was all about the Nephilim, though, so it was kind of interesting, and they kind of knew, you know, they kind of knew what they were talking about, I think.
Predictive programming. I guess once more. I love the way that you put the Bible passages at the end. I like how you blend that. That's really that puts a chill on all your videos, I find. it's just sort of
I mean, it's there. I mean, the transhumanism agenda is kind of talked about in the Bible, right? I mean, the Nephilim were the original transhumanists. You know, and I think some scholars I've read, they believe the people went along with this. You know, they weren't forced to create Nephilim. They wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like if you had a hybrid baby, that's going to elevate your family in status. And these hybrids were like the rulers of the world back then before the flood.
And that's probably why the elite do it today. They want these children. They want to make these entities. They got the money.
Yeah. Yeah. If you raise your child to be a little tranny actor, they're going to be rich and famous.
Uh-huh.
Or famous or something. You know, if Sandra Bullock is your child,
yeah,
you know, it's better than being just a regular female and working at the post office or something. You know?
Exactly. They're going to get a position. And all these positions are reserved. They're reserved in government. They're reserved on the television. They're reserved in Hollyweird. And I don't know if it was this video, because you have so many videos. Your concept of the twins, where you said it's a better word to use than clones. I think that was bang
that's
on.
That's just how I think of it, yeah.
No, it's bang on.
Clones just kind of sounds weird, right? And
I think
it sounds like some future. Yeah, it sounds like some future technology that they're going to work on and try to perfect eventually. But they can do it. I mean, I could do it if I went down to the clinic. Uh-huh. I could give them my sperm, and then they'd give me some twins, you know, 9 months later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, I was wondering about that, because there's two kinds of twins, sperm, identical twins and fraternal twins. Can they actually force the – because an identical twin is when the egg divides evenly, perfectly on its first division. Can they actually force – I think it's called mitosis. Is it mitosis or meiosis? But I don't know if you can force the first division in an egg to occur, because that's an identical twin where supposedly the genetic material is divided equally and you have two identical zygotes. But most in vitro, they're fraternal twins. In other words, it's a different sperm.
Yeah, but that's
sperm,
still a twin,
egg.
Right? And that's still a twin. And it's almost better, because then you cannot detect it. And they're going to look similar.
Yeah,
like
brother
and sister.
Yeah, you know, my sister had in vitro. She got, in a way, she was unlucky, because she had five zygotes that took. You know, normally they put 5 or 10 in, and then there's this awful point in time, if they are all implanted, that they have to do something called, that's very insidious, called reduction.
Yeah.
So you have to make a decision. You're not gonna. You only have so much womb in the womb.
You mean like she could have had five babies?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, see, but that's what they see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's
the
no.
Elite would,
but then
could do that, right?
But yeah. Then you've only got about 10 pounds worth of room in there. So then, then you're gonna get 5 2-pounders, and a 2-pounder is not really viable.
No.
And
no.
Yeah, so you have to do this thing called reduction.
So what did she do?
She went down to 3, and she
no
had,
way she had 3 kids.
Yeah, at once. Yeah.
At once, triplets.
Yeah, triples.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that was IVF, right?
Yeah.
IVF in the womb.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wonder if the elite, maybe they have artificial wombs.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
You know,
I think
so
Obama.
They could have had all 5. But see, that just proves the point, right? I mean, you do IVF, and I don't know if they control how many twins they can make, but it just seems to, you know, that they do end up with a lot more twins doing it that way.
Just like
your sister, right? She didn't want 5. You know,
no.
She didn't want triplets, right?
No,
she ended up with them, you know?
Well, I because you have to implant quite a few because they do. Yeah. I don't know if it's because it's an artificial situation or maybe it's because she had a hostile womb, which is I think the whole reason she had to do this. You have to start out with many more because you might only end up with one. And that's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, but quite often in like a large percentage of them, they do end up with twins or triplets or more. Mm-hmm. But I think if they intentionally wanted lots of twins or triplets or whatever, they could, you know, they'd find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? But if you're just one small woman, then you're not.
Oh, no.
There's
not
a lot of room.
People don't want. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not going to work.
IVF. Yeah. Oh, talking about IVF. And you know what's on the first page of the second book that Harari wrote?
Mm-hmm.
The very first page. I'll probably end up making a video on this book, too.
Yeah.
The very first page is a picture of an IVF needle going into a cell.
Amazing. Yeah, so that's where they're putting the sperm into the egg.
IVF, artificial, whatever, controlled breeding.
Right.
In fact, let me, I'm just looking at it here. I can't show it to you,
virtual fertilization.
It's like right after the table of contents, it says in vitro fertilization.
Oh, in vitro, right.
And then it says mastering creation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
looks like an apple. It looks like an apple. It looks like the Great Reset symbol.
Well,
and it looks like the point within the circle, obelisk in a circle.
Right. Anyway, I saw that video that you did on that.
Mastering creation.
The power button.
Mastering intelligent design, right?
Yeah, that's the power button is sort of the same symbol. I think you did a video on that. You know, the power button.
Yeah, they use
that
for the Great Reset.
Yeah. Great Reset.
Reset is it's the new species, creating a new species.
Well, they would say it's just for the finances. They're trying to reset the dollar.
No, they're creating a new species, I think. And it's not that they want to upgrade us. They're upgrading themselves, and they're going to enslave us, I guess, right? I mean, that's probably...
More enslave us. We already are enslaved. They're going to more enslave us, as in, yeah. And getting back to the IVF, I really think that they breed these world leaders. Because I think the CIA has fostered. I think they're foster CIA homes. I think that's the whole point about Barack Obama.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they create these people, and I think Barack Obama may have been one of the first, but maybe William Jefferson Clinton was another one because they make up these kooky stories about their parents. And they're red herrings. They're meant to send you all down the wrong pathway. That's why Trump promoted it. That's why we had the story about the birth certificate and then the guy over in Kenya. These are all red herrings. You're supposed to go flying down these paths and you'll go nowhere. No,
red
I think
herring. Yeah, exactly.
I think the real story is they're brought up in CIA foster homes.
Yeah,
they don't really have. They don't know their parents, so they're brought up by the CIA. And intelligence families, just like any other foster parents, you know?
You know, another thing this guy talks about in his book, he says, like in the animal world, or he says, he used humans. He said, like in certain cultures, like a woman would get have sex with like 10 different guys.
Oh, and not know the father.
And then 9 months later, a baby would come out and they wouldn't know who the father was. So the baby belonged to the community.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And
a firing squad.
And then you could sacrifice the baby also because, you know, the father doesn't know, you know, there's no father.
Doesn't belong to anyone in particular.
So you can use that baby to sacrifice. Right.
Wow.
But anyway, like what you just said, you know, Obama is not black. I think he's Asian, Indonesian.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think
he's Indonesian.
Yeah. And right away when the story came out, and I remember this when I first got into conspiracy, I think in 2012, some guy did a movie called Tales of My Father. And it was sort of a conspiracy movie. Did you ever see that one?
That's where
they go into the whole, well, who's Obama? Where is he from? They brought up the story about a black communist named Frank somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marshall.
Yeah,
Frank Marshall.
Dreams of My Father, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, actually,
I read a book about this, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The book, but then there was the movie that actually twisted the title. Okay, it was Dreams of My Father. So that's the Obama book. And then someone did a movie. They twisted the words around a little bit. I forget what it was called, though. And it was the alternative story about where he was really from.
But I think even that's a red herring.
Yeah.
Because he grew up in, you know, the earliest documents we have, it's Indonesia.
But I think that's all phony baloney, too. I still think that. Maybe. I don't think we know.
Well, Foster. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I do know a guy. I know a guy who went to high school with him in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So he did go to high school in Hawaii. And I've seen photos of him with Obama. And I don't know if I should say this, but it's in his book. Obama talks about it in his book that they did lots of drugs. And,
okay.
But my friend told me they did even like a lot more drugs than what we know.
Okay.
Like tons of coke.
Really?
Basically. Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
Dreams of My Real Father. That's the movie from 2012. Okay. You should watch that. This is back when I thought documentaries were all real, I guess. So this is probably another phony baloney story, but it's called a documentary. And that's,
we have no idea who his real parents were. But, you know, the current president of Indonesia looks just like Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a brother.
Well, maybe he's from some kind of royalty that,
that he gave. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like an Asian royal, a dragon bloodline from from Asia.
Yeah.
And then they promoted him as a half black dude.
Well, it's actually perfect because he's not black, he's not white, he's not Christian, he's not Muslim, which is the New World Order man. That is who they want.
The New World Man. Yeah.
World Order Man. They want a shade of brown, and he's really no religion in particular. They want the new religion is going to be, I think it's part of I think Matt Arrett, who I like a lot, was talking today. It's a form of Gaia worship whatever the Romans used to have this kind of Gaia worship. So this is nothing new.
Well, that's in my next video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sibylla. Is the mother goddess.
That's what it is. Sibylism.
I just made a video about this that I'm working on now. Yeah, and
Sibylism.
Guess what kind of priests they had in Sibylla worship?
Eunuchs?
Sibylle. Yeah. Transvestites.
Ah, right, yeah.
And eunuchs, yeah. Sibylle. I'm not sure how you say it, actually. Sibylle. But that's the mother. Basically, it's any mother goddess has transvestites or eunuchs or both as their, you know, as in their religion. It's just like the Catholics have Mary as their goddess, and the priests they're technically eunuchs because they don't get married. They're celibate.
Yeah. Well, this is deep. This is the real research. Anyone wants to come to the real research?
So another video I just did was about, so I have two videos I've made that I'm currently
in the pipeline. The pipeline.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the pipeline. It takes a long time to make a video.
It does.
You know?
But, I can't make one.
It takes all day, like at the least all day to make one 15-minute video, you know. But anyway,
Yeah, make sure you start a Patreon, by the way. I'd highly recommend a Patreon.
I think I'd get banned, wouldn't I?
Well, just try.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do is they could cancel it. I'm still on Patreon. I open up the wallets, man. You better get it while the going's good.
I got some decent support the first month, but it's kind of trickled off lately. So I had like a job interview yesterday, you know, to get like a part-time job if they even let me work, because I'm such a hazard to the community, you know. I'm a public health menace.
There's always going to be an underground economy, and if they make the official economy even more draconian, not everyone wants to get injected. Not everyone is going along with it. So they're going to create, by design, another economy. It will exist. There'll be an underground. This is, you know, the only great thing about humanity is nothing, and I mean nothing, lasts forever. So they can build their transhumanist, their dictatorial medical dictatorship, but there's lots of, you know, they're not perfect. They make lots of mistakes. They screw up a lot, and there is resistance. And you know, even China might be resisting. You know, we don't really know. You know, I saw the pictures of the Shanghai lockdown, but globalists are not necessarily completely happy with China. You know, just like they probably weren't happy with Gaddafi or Saddam, or even Russia. You know, I know that Putin was a young global leader, but okay, that was a while ago. You know, people do change. There is a possibility that the new globalists are not like the old globalists. So not everything is
as
it
seems. They would fight. Yeah, they would fight amongst themselves, like a bunch of bank robbers or something, right? They would.
I fight with my brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Brothers kill each other, you know, in ancient times, or, people kill their fathers. you can't get much closer than that. So these guys are
Christians,
not...
Christians kill each other.
Yeah, this is...
Over doctrine, you know?
The world is way too big for them to control the whole world. It's completely... to me, it's impossible. Their dictatorship will not last.
Yeah. No,
I don't think.
Ultimately, they will fail.
And to take over the whole world, I mean, just because you have the technology to do it?
And I think they want to, you know, their new idea, their new plan, which maybe not be so new really, but they want to take over biology. So I think they're thinking, oh, we finally have the technology. If we can create a new species, then we can control them, you know. It's like the Clone Wars, you know, and Star Wars.
Well, I never watched Star Wars actually, but their excuse is if they don't do it, somebody bad will do it. That's actually what their whole point is.
That's Elon Musk. He says that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they said if we don't control the technology now, it'll get into the hands of bad people. And then we'll really lose control of humanity, you see. So we got to get it under our control. You see, that's always the dictator's excuse. This is for your protection. Because God forbid somebody bad got a hold of technology and AI and the robots really did take over the planet and kill us all. So,
yeah, and we'll protect you from the common cold with our new army. You see, Bill Gates is starting
the germ army.
The germ army, germ police. It's the COVID police. I may have to make another video.
Did you do a video on that already?
No. Well, I did. It's still in the pipeline.
Oh, somebody did one. The germ police, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe my old COVID police song has to get re-released with some new video, yeah.
He said it would only cost about $1 billion at the beginning, but, you know, Bill
is... 3,000 people.
Yeah, Bill is such a... have you done a transvestigation on Bill? Because he's really looking like an old woman
kind
now.
Yeah, he does look like a woman. And then, you know, it's weird. I think what I said in my pipeline video is Elon Musk, who I do believe is FTM.
Right. Yeah.
He put out that meme of the pregnant Bill, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, right? He did that. Oh.
Well, it's Apple. Apple made the pregnant man meme.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
But then Elon Musk like tweeted it.
Oh.
With a picture of Bill Gates.
Okay. Yeah.
And he said, I'm thinking maybe that's in. And I kind of think a lot of what they do is they imitate God, or they imitate what the Bible. You know, they're trying to be gods. I mean, that's literally what they're saying in this book, right? They're trying to be gods. They're intelligently designing a new species of homo, of human. And so Bill Gates giving birth to the New World Order. That's kind of how I saw that meme.
Oh,
Bill
God.
Gates is pregnant, just like the Bible says, like Israel's pregnant and is giving birth to the Messiah and all this kind of stuff. Like Mother Mary, like the goddess, is pregnant and about to give birth to the new species of humanity coming from Bill Gates, right? Something like that. And then he says this is, you know, if you want to lose a boner fast, which is kind of a weird thing to say. It's like, why would you have a boner in the first place looking at Bill Gates, you know? So that may even be a reference to castration. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, you know, but
Bill Gates.
It's just in the pipeline.
Bill Gates makes my skin crawl now. He's really hard to take. He's like,
that's why, you know, I'm not even like, I made this video, but it's kind of the low priority in the pipeline because it's like, oh, I just can't even listen to this guy. But I put a little bit of it in the video from a couple days ago. It's in the Harari. Their Harari video has a clip of Bill Gates talking about the germ army. But that seems like a world, you know, like that's the world government, right? The World Health Organization. And basically, like, if you cough, they're going to helicopter a team in and take you away.
Yeah. It's too much. Did you do a transvestigation of Trump? Because he's another one I just can't wrap my head around.
I think he's dancing around.
Yeah,
I mentioned it. Yeah. Usually, like, I'll focus on the wives more, but then I'll mention, you know, the husband may also be FTM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so hard to be. I think Trump looks more and more. Trump looks pretty obvious to me now, to be
honest.
The
hips, and when he dances around on the stage, because. You know, he's still out there. He's still going strong. Like, he's doing shows. I call them concerts. Yeah,
his voice is an octave higher than ours. I wonder why that is. You know, he's got that weird high voice,
and he's got the little pouty lips, and you know, he just
And he kind of pretends to be kind of tough, and he, you know, you're fired, that kind of stuff. But that's acting. You know, that's acting macho, right?
I personally like him because he's pulling the nationalist card. Like he's the nationalist that is really sort of putting some kind of opposition against the globalists. Like, I still don't know for sure, but
I mean that's what I would say. Well, the thing is, I would say he's controlled opposition. Yeah, like that's what I say too in my pipeline video. Any controlled opposition, I generally agree with most of what they say.
Yes.
That's their job, to say things.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's the point. So,
yeah.
And then they kind of get you emotionally involved and whatnot. But thing is, Trump did the warp speed vaccine thing.
I know.
Right?
I know. And the way he is selling, you know, he says, listen, if it wasn't for me, millions of people would have died. But I got this thing out in 9 months instead of the normal 5 years. And I know the FDA doesn't like me. This is where he really loses me.
Nine months, like a birth.
But you know, the problem is, though, if he was being honest, if he could be honest, he would lose the audience. Let's be real here. As you found out when you're out shopping, the majority of people want their medicine. This is the problem. So if you came out and said, listen, this thing's killing you, you guys got to stop, he would be run out of town by the masses, you see. So how can he market? You can't be anti-vax and run the world or run a country or run a hot dog stand. You just can't because the masses are against it.
And they're against it kind of violently almost.
Yes, that's the point.
And the problem with this one is that they think everyone needs to get the medicine so we're all safe, right? Everyone needs to take the medicine so it works for me.
But people, you know? But I would still think the majority of people believe that. That's the problem. You can't come out against that. Catch-22.
But the conservative right is anti-vax, and, you know, most of them, I think.
Yeah.
It's the Democrats. The left are crazy vax insane people, but the conservative right generally is they don't want the vax, or even if they take it themselves, they don't demand everyone else does it.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty worried about just the general population. As somebody said, the most dangerous people in the world are the stupid people. They're actually dangerous because you don't know what they're thinking. You take a smart enemy over a stupid friend. I think that's an old Indian saying.
Homo stupidus.
Right.
That's the new species. Maybe that's the other subspecies they're going to create.
Well, yeah, that's already here. It's already here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, you're right. It's the people around us. I mean, I haven't been hassled by police or government officials at all the last 2 years, but I've been hassled by minimum wage security guards and my former the people I used to work with, my former boss, the secretary, the director, all these people I used to work with fired me. They fired me.
And so, they haven't reversed it at this point? Because a lot of companies have reversed everything.
Dude, they still wear masks in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They still wear masks everywhere.
Okay.
Well, they're totally brainwashed. The newscasters wear a mask when they're sitting alone at their desk giving the daily propaganda. Wow. The newscasters wearing a mask. Everyone on TV has a mask on.
Okay.
They're running with it. This is Asia, you know?
Well, yeah, they've been masking for a long time, way before this, I believe.
Well, usually they, but only when they're sick. They used to mask when they're in Japan, in I think Korea.
Yeah,
never did that.
You can't see the screen, but above is below did the a hormone video, and she goes into the facial hair. And yeah, I'm looking at Elon Musk right now. He just she was going on that the serious FTMs they get facial hair transplants, so it's really hard to tell.
Yeah, that was in my FTM video recently.
Oh, yeah, you did that too.
It is a thing. Yeah, they have a thing called that. I think a lot of them, the hormones create the facial hair.
Yes.
Because they go through male puberty, but if those who don't get enough facial hair do get the transplants.
And I'm looking at Elon right now. It's not working for him. So I think you're totally right on that. And the eyes
He used to be bald, too. At like 20 years old, he was completely bald.
Well, right, I did not know.
He was bald, which is a sign of hormone injections.
Okay.
Because testosterone is what causes male baldness.
And they'll just sell that as alopecia, which is what Pfizer has a drug for, right?
Yeah.
Pfizer has a drug for that too.
Maybe that's why alopecia is the new trending keyword. It's like because they're going to be injecting school children with this they're going to be injecting girls with male hormones, and they're going to lose their hair, so they're going to be the bald-headed woman. We're going to see a lot of bald-headed women.
Right. Well, that was the whole Will Smith thingy with that woman, his wife, with that trans family.
It was about, part of it was promoting the idea of bald-headed women.
Yeah.
That normalizing that, because they're going to be getting all these injections and their hair's going to fall out.
Mm. And the purpose is probably to sterilize them, I'm guessing. Because once you start screwing up puberty with the puberty blockers or the hormone blockers and the other injection,
Well, think if you're trying to farm humanity. You know, the women give birth to more humans, right? So they have to, and that's in the pipeline as well. It's kind of depressing for women, I think. But if they might even make women illegal.
Well, I think we said on our last call they hate women. They hate women because they give life.
Yeah.
Men take life, yeah. Women give life.
Yeah.
And you got to stop the pipeline, put a plug in it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They got to control that. They got to control it. It's just like that. There was that other dystopian movie and novel. I forget the name of it.
Brave New World?
No.
Toilet Green?
It's kind of a new one by Margaret Atwood wrote the book.
Oh, so. Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. The Handmaid's Tale. Exactly.
Handmaid's, yeah.
Yeah, where the women are like breeding slaves. But then the elite wives are infertile. They can't have babies. Why? Because they're trannies.
Right. I don't know what it was, but I heard that the elite, they want them to be wild. They want them to wild or sow their oats. But the rest of us, they can't have that. So they want the elite to be able to act in sort of a wild way to reproduce. I don't know what I was reading, but who knows? It's all a blur.
They want to use this as, you know, as the same way we use farm animals for sex, food, whatever, you know, blood. Harvest us for organs, organ replacement, spare body parts.
Yeah.
To be immortal. So that's, yeah.
Was that in your video too?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that was your video.
It's in his book. It's in his book.
Right. Right.
It all ties together. Yeah. This transgender thing, this tranny thing is transhumanism, really. And it's, you know, they're not human. They're humans are male or female, you know. And so when they create the androgyne, which is, you know, male and female, that's a whole different species.
All right. You
know, that's right. That's one way to look at it.
Well, this is a lot of work to do this research. It's exhausting. It's sort of depressing. It's dispiriting. It zaps your energy. And I think we gave a good dose of this tonight. This is a good one. If you keep doing videos, I'll keep bringing you on so we can review all this, because this is good stuff. This is important stuff. I think you're saving the world just by, you're just reading books, and these are old books, and these are books that these people, these little tiny men, these gay Jewish men, you know, they've got the short end of the stick their whole lives, either that by design or just by chance, and now they have the king's ear. So these guys are making huge waves because for some reason everyone's listening, or all the installed leaders are told to listen. So these people have a ton of clout. To me, that's dangerous.
And the average person doesn't really understand it. It's just also weird, you know, when they read on Fox News, you know, they're transitioning children in school. They just think, wow, what's going on? This is so weird. They just think it's some new thing.
Yeah.
Or they just don't understand the background behind it and the agenda behind it. You know, oh, it's those liberals are mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be partially true, but there is a deeper agenda going on, I think, you know.
But these liberals are in control of corporations, of governments.
Yeah.
They're making laws. They're making decisions. Yeah, you might not like them, but they're making laws right this second while you're being distracted that will cause you big trouble. You're going to have to pay attention.
Fox News is controlled opposition, so they'll tell us a little bit about this story, but they're not really going to stop it. You know,
they're not doing too many 60-minute pieces. Well, maybe they have on these guys like Yuval Noah Harari, but they're not giving you the whole picture. They're not giving you the background, the history, which of course is what you're doing.
And I never heard of this guy until, I don't know, I guess, when did people start talking about this guy? A year ago or less? I don't know.
Well, I brought up Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab in 2020 to my sister, and she said, what are you talking about? Bill Gates, that's Windows, right? You know, my computer freezes and I say his name a few times and then I go buy an Apple. You know, that's what people were doing back then. So, yeah, she didn't know who Klaus Schwab was. Klaus Schwab was right on the scene in 2020. I never heard of him before, and he's been around since the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, now he's like the James Bond villain. Who was that? Number Zero? Or I can't remember that movie anymore, but he had nine agents or something. Number One, Number Two, Number Three. Anyway, that's, was it Dr. No? Anyway, I can't remember.
Yeah, he's kind of like all the James Bond villains
wrapped
together.
Yeah, and I was going to tweet this out. The only really good thing is Fauci and Schwab, they're both in their 80s, 81.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to live, hopefully, to see the damage they're ultimately creating. So that's the good news, I think. They're not going to get to see what happens.
Yeah.
Unless,
statistically
speaking.
You know, the people on the right, they're always trying to, like, I don't know, stop it and do all this stuff, you know, which I think is good, resisting it and all that stuff. But I don't know if justice will ever be done for this. You know, there's that guy calling this out as a fraud, you know. I mean, it is fraud, but they're trying to get a legitimate case for Pfizer committed fraud. And they did, just like some companies commit fraud over the years. This is a fraud,
mm-hmm.
just at a business, you know, just at a normal like any business would, mm-hmm. like Enron, right? Enron committed fraud, and now Pfizer has committed fraud, and just, you know, we should bring them to justice. But I don't know if we're ever going to see justice for this stuff here on Earth, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe they'll blame Fauci. Like, have we seen justice for 9/11?
No.
Nothing, right? Nothing.
Well, nothing, yeah. Never. Yeah, they've carefully constructed it, so they have no liability. I think that's really obvious. That's really obvious. Dirty Benny said there's no justice in this realm. So,
yeah, there's not.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've had a couple hours, so I think this is good. I think, did you get a word in edgewise tonight? I'm probably going to be lambasted on BitChute.
My coffee finally kicked in at the end there. So
yeah. Well, I appreciate it because this is early for you. We're on the other side of the world. So, but this isn't a bad time. So this was really good. So we'll have to have you back again because you're pounding out the video. So even if we just highlight one video, we tend to go all over the place, which is fun.
Yeah, it all ties together and there's a lot going on and kind of like every day there's like new stuff going on. It's hard to keep up sometimes, you know.
All right.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Yeah. Well, you'll definitely, hopefully you'll come back because you've got lots to say and make sure you guys support Mystery. He doesn't have a regular job and I'm sure he was making probably pretty big money at the university. So this is,
well,
probably.
It wasn't big, but it was enough, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't big.
Okay, well,
but, if you have any ideas on how to set up a website or something, you can let me know if you know.
Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you easily. You can go to, if you go to fakeologist.com/blog, at the top, there's something called What Ab Likes, and I can tell you quite easily. You can just use the hosting service I've used for the last over 10 years or 15 years. And it's run by women, interestingly enough. They're all women. I once said, do you guys have any guys working there? Because every time I write for help, I always get a female. And actually, these ladies have been there for forever. There's about three or four that run the place. Fantastic. And it's very easy. I can definitely guide you. So if you go to Thingab Likes on the top, you can just set up an account. It's, I think I pay $100 a year, which is pretty damn cheap. And you're hosted in, Florida and, they don't set it up for you. You have to know what you're doing, but it's not hard. Yeah. Okay. You're a smart man. And yeah, so I go to hostingmatters.com. Now, this is just what I use. I mean, there's an infinite number of places, and you can easily set up a WordPress site with just about one click, and then it's your own. And it's still one of the best, most widely used, fastest ways to get websites going. And then you just put your posts up, and you can put your videos on. I would leave my videos as in as many places as you can, just so, because they have their own video hosting, but at WordPress, rather. It's called VideoPress, but they have been known to censor. So that's why I would just link to all your different places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helpful. Yeah.
That's the easiest thing. You have your own email server. You're not a hostage to another. I wouldn't use Gmail or any of these guys because I don't like them reading my mail. So then you could have your own email, and it doesn't take much. Pretty easy, actually. And so that's where I put my stuff, and it's been pretty good. It's definitely worth it. So people need to support Mr. E. He's got a link to PayPal on his all his videos on his BitChute channel. And I'm sure he'll set up more ways to support. But, keep this content coming. It's good stuff.
All right. Cool. All right.
All right.
Nice talk to you.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you next time. Thank you, Mr. E.
Yep.
Okay, good night. And thanks to everyone for listening. There goes Mr. E. Great channel. Great info. I really like the guy. So I'm not too enthusiastic about most people. But his content's bang on. And hopefully you guys support him and support the Fakeologist, though. Fakeologist.com/donate. There's 2.5 hours of content, guys. Yeah, and it was fun. And it flies when we're talking to someone who's so plugged in as Mr. E. So comment below, share this out, as they say, and everyone have a good night.